Before this year, anything that looked and smelled like and tested positive for THC was considered marijuana. Then lawmakers decided earlier this year that anything that had up to a 0.3% psychoactive THC concentration would be classified as legal hemp. Anything with a greater concentration than 0.3% would be classified as marijuana. But how could crime labs pinpoint that difference? The Texas Forensic Science Commission reports it has identified a test that could do that. But Peter Stout, the president and CEO of the Houston Forensic Science Center, says if prosecutors agree to move cases forward again, and there isn't any additional state funding to pay for those tests, another problem will emerge, a backlog of untested drug kits.
In a laboratory, it's all tied together. Resources that I use in controlled substances are resources that I don't have for forensic biology, or resources that I then don't have for latent prints, or resources that I then don't have for DUIs. It's all tied together.
Stout says his lab is currently focused on testing evidence connected to violent crimes. He is hesitant to request funding needed to purchase any additional testing equipment.
Because if the legal framework of marijuana changes further, I don't want to invest in equipment that 3 years from now becomes basically unusable because the legal framework changes again.
Kim Ogg is the district attorney for Harris County. She's also one of six district attorneys who signed a pact stating they were not going to prosecute low-level marijuana arrests following the legalization of hemp. Ogg said her office would continue to use its pretrial diversion program, which directs people with low-level marijuana possession arrest away from the court.
Not everybody agrees when it comes to marijuana. And so the diversion program that we have for marijuana is part of a larger package, trying to take social ills and divert them around jail, treat them in a different way.
Ogg's program provides would-be defendants educational opportunities instead of jail time, which allows her office to spend more time prosecuting crimes like sexual assault and murder.
I think our voting population wants reasonable laws that make sense. They want to be safe, and they don't want their tax dollars wasted on things like prosecution of marijuana.
The list of district and county attorneys temporarily halting all low-level marijuana prosecutions continues to grow. But some may reprioritize those cases once the state provides crime labs that new method for determining THC concentrations. Shannon Edmonds is the director of governmental relations at the Texas District and County Attorneys Association. Edmonds says each DA and county attorney has their own prosecutorial discretion in terms of which cases go to trial and which do not.
And that's the way our system is set up, to allow that. We don't have a one-size-fits-all criminal justice system.
And he says there's also the will of the voting public to keep in mind.
Because prosecutors are elected, they're usually going to be responsive to what the people in their community are telling them they think should be prioritized. Mm-hmm. And that's going to happen on a jurisdiction-by-jurisdiction basis.
Edmonds says it remains to be seen whether counties will use the state's new marijuana testing protocols to bring low-level marijuana prosecutions to trial. The Texas Forensic Science Commission expects the state will have a new testing protocol available for labs to use by early 2020. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.